Thanks for tuning in for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, online kdcountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Smith Center, and Lincoln, plus an update on the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Program. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchik. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Watson Sun Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Beloit.
Hey, welcome back on our Locker Room Chats. Welcome to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Dusty Donis joined by Andy Nemchik, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, just the one duel since we talked last against Abilene, a hard-fought one against a very solid team. End up falling in that one 42-36 in the scoring anyway, but a fairly good night for your team overall. What are your thoughts on the way the kids wrestled against Abilene last Thursday?
Well, it was a great duel and a great atmosphere. We had a nice crowd. Abilene, the very strong 4A team, certainly been a powerhouse in the last 5-6 years, and the score ended up 42-36, and we had 12 contested matches at the varsity level, and we won six, and they won six, and the difference was they had a couple more pins than we did, but I was really pleased with the way our kids battled against good competition, and we won a couple tight matches in there. Logan Cadle won a big match at 285 in overtime, and Camden Harris won a tight match at 138 pounds. Very pleased with our results. We had 9 JV matches also that night, so a really good duel with 21 matches wrestled total, and our JV kids got some action in, and that was great, very pleased with how our kids competed.
How much does that go into, go along, and how much do you gain from that, having a duel like that where everybody can get on the mat?
Well, it's huge. That's the goal, is to, when we have a duel, is to get everybody to wrestle. And a lot of our situations, we duel teams that don't have full lineups, and our kids, it doesn't do our kids much good to go out and get their hand raised and not compete. So. Mm-hmm. That was great, and the Abilene coach also said that, they duel some bigger teams like Manhattan and Junction City and people like that, and he made the comment that they don't match up all the time either, even with big teams. So they were very pleased with the duel also, as far as the number of matches we had and the way things turned out.
Talking with Andy Nemchik, the head coach of the Beloit Trojans. We'll take a time out. We'll come back. We'll go over one match that's still to come tonight for the Beloit Trojan wrestling team, a duel with Ellsworth, and then what's coming up over the break here for the Trojans on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
Watson Sun Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Beloit is your local TempStar dealer. Watson Sun offers high-efficiency furnaces to increase your comfort while cutting those energy costs. And to have your existing system serviced, just call Watson Sun Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at 738-5529. That's 738-5529. Or stop in at 721 North Mill Street in Beloit. That's Watson Sun, your local TempStar dealer in Beloit.
Back on the Locker Room Chats, KD Country 94, kdcountry94.com. Still with Andy Nemchik, the coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, you move on with a duel with Ellsworth coming up tonight. This will be your final competition before the first semester comes to a close. When you look at Ellsworth and their group, what do you expect to see this season?
Well, it looks like we're going to match up well with them. They have almost the full lineup, and as we do, and it's good. We're going to have another home duel. Anytime we have a home duel, that's great. We really appreciate our fans that come out and support us, and we're looking for a good duel tonight against Ellsworth. We should have, 12 contested matches at the varsity level and a few JV matches also. So we're excited about that, and we're excited about closing off this portion of our season and this being the last duel before the Christmas break, and we look forward to taking a little rest here at the Christmas break and coming back. And, of course, when we come back after the holiday, we get into the heart of our season, and we pretty much go every Saturday with tournaments, and we start out with a really tough tournament at Norton on January the 6th, and we sprinkle in a couple duels in there, but, when we come back, this is definitely the heart of our schedule, and it just keeps getting tougher every week, and our kids need to be really prepared. So we look forward to a good rest, and then we'll come back right after the holiday. We'll come back and have some great practices and get ready for that second half of the season.
What are some of the things that you focus the most on in these practices over the break to get your kids ready for the second semester?
Mostly conditioning. Mm-hmm. You know, we just fine-tune things with kids, and we really need to focus on conditioning, getting our conditioning back to the level that we're at, and improving our conditioning every week. That's the key. We talk about it every week, getting more in condition, more in shape, and working on the things that we need to work on, and being aggressive and those kinds of things. But we're going to see some great competition every week afterwards, and we need to be ready for that.
Andy Nemchak, coach of the Bullitt Trojan wrestling team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, well, thank you for the time, and best of luck as you take on Ellsworth tonight, and have a Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you again in the second semester, all right?
Okay, thank you, Dustin.
Our Bullitt Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Watson Sun Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Beloit.
Watson Sun Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Beloit is your local Tempstar dealer. Watson Sun offers high-efficiency furnaces to increase your comfort while cutting those energy costs. And to have your existing system serviced, just call Watson Sun Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at 738-5529. That's 738-5529. Or stop in at 721 North Mill Street in Beloit. That's Watson Sun, your local Tempstar dealer in Beloit.
It's time now for an update on Osborne Bulldog Wrestling with Sports Director Dusty Dinas.
Welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Joined now by Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling team. Coach, just one event since we talked last. You competed at the Lincoln-Ellsworth Round Robin there in Lincoln on Friday. A nice finish for your two wrestlers that were on the mats for you. You've been dealing with a little bit of injury and things of that nature with some of the other kids, but you got a first-place finish for Spencer Heiss at 145 and for Roxton Brown at 182. So what were your thoughts on the way the kids wrestled there on Friday at Lincoln?
Yeah, you couldn't ask for much better. When you take two and they both get first, you're pretty excited. So now it'll be good to get the other kids back and get them healthy during the break here. But no, it went well. Like I say, it's good when you get to wrestle some bigger schools. We wrestled Chapman and Ellsworth and Hayes, and it's good to kind of see what else is out there. And like I say, I thought our kids competed well, and like I say, you can't be upset with those results. So now it was a good finish before the break, and we'll kind of see what happens from here.
Between the two of those combined, you have just one loss. Spencer's undefeated right now. Roxton, just the one loss that he's had so far this season. What do you contribute that to? How do you feel like the kids are wrestling this year, and what are some of the things maybe that they've improved on this season to help improve those records like they have?
Yeah, I mean, those two have worked hard. We do some things outside the season, obviously, and work pretty hard. I don't know if you follow much wrestling, but up in Lincoln East, Lincoln, Nebraska, there's some guys up there that's really turned that program around, and we've kind of got to get to know those guys real well, and we actually have learned some things from them and picking up some different techniques and some different things to work on, and they've helped us. They actually just became nationally ranked as a team up there. So, having resources like that sure helps, mm-hmm. and they've helped Spencer and Roxton individually, and done some things, so it's been good to have that camaraderie, I guess, in the off season. That kind of helps, and we stay in contact with those guys, and there's some mental things. Like I said, that's one thing I've kind of hit on lately is just the mentality of wrestling, and we're trying to work on that some, and just overall technique. Of course, when you're a senior, you've paid your dues, and things have gone well. So if you worked hard and good things will happen, as they say, That's obviously coming right now, so I don't want to say anything and set us up. But mm-hmm. As long as I keep working hard, things should fall into place. Now they won't always, obviously, but that's our hope, I guess.
We're talking with Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog wrestling team. We'll take a time out when we come back. We'll go over what's happening during the break and coming out of the break on January 6th here on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94.
NCKSSports.com is your home on the web for high school sports involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, and other area teams in the Mid-Continent League and NCKL. Visit NCKSSports.com. This unique website is made possible by these fine sponsors: Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Rush Art Corporation, SNS Drug and Home Health, the
Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, and by Landmark Implement. Go online now and check out ncksports.com today.
And back in the Locker Room Chats, Wrestling Locker Room Chats with Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Team. Coach, again, coming up here now, you're heading into a break and won't have any more competition until January 6th, the Ellsworth Invitational. But as a coach, I'm sure it changes based on the personnel and the amount of kids that you have out during a break like this, and obviously if they're healthy. But what are some of the things that you focus on during this time off as far as the mat time and the competitions?
Yeah, and that's what we actually started working on this week, is just getting healthy. Like I said, with football, and we've talked about this before, you know, they basically went out of football right into wrestling, and, you know, still some bumps and bruises recovering from that for those, you know, for three of those guys. And so, you know, it's the time kind of healed up and really just work on some technique and just maybe, you know, rehearse some things that we do, maybe try to improve them a little bit more just by drill, and then like I say, add a few more weapons if we can, and like I say, more, not so much live wrestling or getting after it as much, just more on technique and repeating things over and over and getting muscle memory type situations, and like I say, biggest thing right now is just kind of get healed up for the long haul when we come back, and it'll be, obviously we have some tough ones. We'll go out to Oberlin, well, Ellsworth will be the first one back, and then Oberlin, so there's two pretty tough meets. The Ellsworth meet will be a lot like our regional, so we got, we do well there, and of course we get a taste of the out west and we go to Oberlin, and that's always a tough tournament. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's just a time to, like I say, right now just get healed up, work on some things, and it's kind of like I tell the kids, like tying your shoe, you know, first it takes a while to get that down, but once you get it down, you don't even think about it. So, you know, that's where we're at right now.
It's Nate Brown, head coach of the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Team, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time again this week. We'll give you a couple weeks off and hope you guys have a Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you again in the second semester, all right?
Yep, thank you, Dusty. Appreciate it. And you have a Merry Christmas as well.
Don't forget to nominate your favorite player for the Athlete of the Week, sponsored by Cunningham Telephone and Cable and ncksports.com. To learn how you can nominate your favorite athlete for our Athlete of the Week award, go to www.ncksports.com. You can nominate an athlete from any high school sport. We continue with our Wrestling Locker Room Chats with Smith Center Redmond head coach Brock Hutchison. The Smith Center Redmond Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Smith Center.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. We're talking now with Brock Hutchison, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond Wrestling Team. Coach, you had the Flatwater Fracas there in Grand Island this weekend, a total of 8 duels that your kids wrestled, and you did win 2 of them against some very good competition up there in Nebraska. I know you talked about it last week that it was going to be, you know, you get right to the grind and go, 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 and that's what happened. What were your thoughts on the way the kids wrestled up in Grand Island this weekend?
Well, I think our young guys are getting better, and, you know, they're starting to step up, and they're starting to compete on the mat at least, and then, you know, we have our 4 seniors that we have out this year with Colton and Mitch Topol and Dalton Kuhn and Avery Hawkins. And those guys, I mean, like Colton's 15-1 on the year so far, and Mitch is 12-5, and Kuhn's 18-0, and Avery's 15-1. So, you know, those guys, I think 3 of those guys, Colton, Dalton, and Avery, went 8-0 there in Grand Island, and Mitch went 4-4. And, you know, we had another little 6-pounder, Colton Shoemaker, went 8-0 too. So when you got those guys on your team, you're going to battle and you're going to be all right. We had a chance to win a couple more duels. We just didn't come up short. But overall, I thought our kids competed really well.
What does an experience like that do for your team to see different kids like that?
Well, the reason I like it is they have to stay disciplined first and foremost because they got to make weight Friday morning and they got to make weight Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. So they're pretty much on their own. You know, Coach Hutch, myself, I worry a little bit about that, but you know, we got a check scale and we take care of that. But when you wrestle 4 duels Friday and then have to come back and wrestle 4 duels on Saturday, that's a pretty good grind against great competition. So there's a lot of good schools up there. I mean, Grand Island just doesn't let anybody into the tournament. It's kind of an invite tournament. I guess I don't know why we're up there because we're not very good team-wise, but we do have some good wrestlers. But it's, you know, it's a grind, and I think our kids came out of it fairly decently.
Talking about Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond here in the Locker Room Chats. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll go over what's happening during the break here and coming out of the break on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com.
Landmark Implement, your certified John Deere dealer, wants you to attend their upcoming Parts and Service Expo events. It's the best time to buy parts all year. Take advantage of special discounts at the event and other discounts throughout the month of December. You'll find savings on oil and filters, attachments, gifts for under the tree, and most pre-order John Deere parts. You'll also have a chance to visit with our trained and certified technicians and sign up for our winter service specials. Don't miss out. It only comes around once a year at your local Landmark Implement. Visit LandmarkImp.com for a complete schedule of our expo events.
Back on the Locker Room Chats, Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond, still with us. Coach, you'll have a couple events coming up after the break, but as a coach, tell me what you do during this time off. I know you didn't get a lot of time after football because you guys made it all the way and won a state championship, so you really only had a few days to get ready, so I'm guessing this might be a good time for you to kind of get your wrestling legs under you, get healthy, and do some other things of that nature, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a firm believer in time off, and especially over the holidays, I think it's time to be with your family. These guys are just kids. I love being with my family as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're not even practicing clear until the 28th. I know the dead week there is the 23rd through the 27th, but I'm giving them this time off. We're in school today. We get out of school today at the end of the day. We don't come back. And I don't expect kids to have to come in and practice over this break. I think they deserve some time off. I've always been that way. Whether we win or lose in football, it really doesn't matter. I just think kids need time off. It's a great time for them to recuperate. It's a great time to be with family. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't send out some random texts and say, hey, you know, watch your weight and maybe you ought to go run a little bit or do something, you know, go play football with your younger siblings or something, play catch or do something like that. But, definitely time off for them. They deserve that time. And you know, what we're dealing with in Smith Center right now is just a bunch of good kids. So I know they're going to take care of business.
You'll come out with Blue Valley in a duel and another big school that you'll see there on January 5th. And then January 6th, you're right back at it with the Norton Invitational. What are some of the things you're expecting to see when you come out of the break here?
Well, you know, like I said, hopefully we get healthy. But, you know, that's Coach Mann, that's Kel Mann, that'd be Greg Mann, who was the superintendent at Norton Schools for years. That's his son. He's finally back into coaching. I think he got in a couple years ago again. It's just a great opportunity to have a Western Kansas kid come in and duel and show his kids kind of the atmosphere that is portrayed out here out west, from where they're at anyway. We're not really west, but mm-hmm. You know, it should be a great time. We're gonna try to put on a show and make it the best that we can make it for Kel and his group coming in here. And then, you know, we compete at the Durham, which Durham's a great tournament. So not 100% sure what I'm gonna do there, but I think we've got some young kids that need some confidence builders, so I might wrestle some of those kids in the JV part of it, and then let our stronger kids go.
That's Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time again this week, and have a good break. We'll talk to you again in January, right?
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. You guys have a Merry Christmas there.
All right, same to you, Coach.
You bet.
Our Smith Center Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement.
Now is the time to stock up and save at your local Landmark Implement. Now through December 31st, take advantage of the NetWrap and CoverEdge Best Buy Order Program with no payment, no interest payment programs, mail-in rebates, and quality discounts. Find your NetWrap and CoverEdge needs at a great price at Landmark Implement, your certified John Deere dealer. Visit us online at LandmarkImp.com and experience the Landmark difference. We wrap up our weekly wrestling locker room chats with Lincoln Leopard wrestling head coach Nate Nas. The Leopard Wrestling Locker Room Chat is sponsored by Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln.
Hey, welcome back to our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, joined now by Nate Nas, the head coach of the Lincoln wrestling team. Coach, just one event that you competed in here this past week, and that was your home round robin that you kind of alternate hosting with Ellsworth. Jerry Marenhagen and Trey Barrientes, the only two that competed on the varsity level for you there on Friday. But overall, how do you feel about the tournament as a whole and how your kids wrestled there Friday?
You know, overall, it went really well. We really enjoy hosting. That's just, you know, we've got nice facilities and we like to put them on display, and we just like being in, you know, not having to travel.
Mm-hmm.
We really like the fact that we've moved this to a Friday tournament. So that's been a good thing for us. Jerry and Trey, they're healthy, and so they were in the lineup for us on Friday, and they did a really good job. You know, we didn't come by a lot of wins, but I don't care, not even a little. Our guys went out and they wrestled, and they were attempting the moves that we drill on a daily basis, and sometimes they were successful and sometimes they weren't. And when they weren't, we've got video footage of it on Huddle, and we can pull them aside and work with them on getting better. So that's what we view competitions. You know, I enjoy competitions. I think competitions are fun, and you've got to have them. But I'm a practice room guy. I love being in the practice room with the kids and, you know, trying to pursue excellence and drive that passion for, you know, drilling down into the details. And we really, really, really focus on that with our kids because, you know, everybody's going to look at records and team scores and all of that. And, you know, if you ask me in a tournament what our overall record is or where we're at in the standings, I'm probably not going to be able to tell you because I really don't care. Now, if we put some really good stuff together, we have numbers, and our guys are really going out and doing stuff, and we have success, and we come out with team hardware, that's fantastic. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. But that's not what we pursue day in and day out. So the fact that those two guys were willing to step on the mat and work was awesome for us. We are really excited to, you know, get the rest of the team back in the lineup after Christmas break, you know, dealing with a broken hand, dealing with injuries. We've dealt with impetigo. You know, we've just kind of had a little run here the last 2 weeks of some injuries and illnesses and things. And so I think we get rested, get healthy, and come back in January, and we'll definitely be a better-looking squad.
Talking with Nate Niles, head coach of the Lincoln Leopard wrestling team. We'll take a time out. When we come back, we'll go over what happens during the break and what's coming up after the break here on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94.
Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln is your one-stop shop for tires, oil changes, light mechanical work, and more. Need new tires? There's no better time than now to stop in Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln. They also offer top-quality Interstate batteries. They're an air gas dealer and do LP gas bubble exchanges. They're also an ADM feeds dealer and have a 24-hour car wash and vacuum for your convenience. That's Meyer Tire and Lube on Highway 18, just west of the 14 Junction in Lincoln.
And back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and KatyCountry94.com. We're still with Nate Niles, coach of the Lincoln Leopards wrestling team. So, Coach, no more competition until after the start of the new year and the second semester begins. So you'll have that on January 6th at the Ellsworth Invitational. But what are some of the things you work on over the break as a coach, and what do you do here with some of this time off?
First and foremost, we have fun. You know, everybody wants to talk about, you know, what wrestling's a grind and wrestling's tough. And I don't use that to sell. I don't know if that sells anymore, talking about branding and trying to sell a product. We try and, you know, have fun. And I think you can work hard within that framework. And so we really want to have fun, and we want to, you know, brainwash our kids into being lifelong fanatics for the sport. So we're gonna get into some international styles. We're going to get into some freestyle and Greco because sometimes, you know, kids are a little fearful. I know I was as a coach because I didn't have any experience until the last couple of years starting a freestyle and Greco club up in Beloit. And so we're gonna get on the mat, and we're gonna do some, you know, gut wrenches and leg laces, and I'm gonna do some throws, do some upper body throws with our Greco, and just really look to have fun because we want those kids to really understand basically the three main styles. Along with the, you know, the folk style that we do during the high school season, so we can get them interested, and hopefully we can get our freestyle and Greco going this spring and get kids to go and compete in Hutchison at the state tournament, and just, you know, kind of, again, make our wrestlers more well-rounded and get them into that. We'll be focusing on, you know, the technique and getting back to the basics, and we never get too far away from it, but we'll just really go back and focus on that, and we'll really start getting individualized now that we've had the kids for, you know, basically the first third of the season. really focusing on what works best for each one of them. And the great news is with, you know, two coaches to seven wrestlers, we've got the resources available to really individualize for each one of their needs. So I'm really excited about what we're going to be able to do here over the break and going forward into, you know, our competitions in the second half of the season.
It's Nate Niles, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopards wrestling team here in our locker room chat. Coach, again, thanks for the time this week, and have a good break, and we'll talk to you again in the second semester, all right?
Thank you, Dusty. Have a very Merry Christmas.
Same to you, Coach.
Our Lincoln Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln.
Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln is your one-stop shop for tires, oil changes, light mechanical work, and more. Need new tires? There's no better time than now to stop in Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln. They also offer top-quality Interstate batteries, they're an air gas dealer, and do LP gas bubble exchanges. They're also an ADM feeds dealer and have a 24-hour car wash and vacuum for your convenience. That's Meyer Tire and Lube on Highway 18, just west of the 14 Junction in Lincoln.
Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats right here on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Lincoln.